worship Lord Shiva.
And with this wonderful understanding, we can really appreciate the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in this wonderful form of Lord Shiva in his Shiva-tattva expansion. It is explained by Maitreya Rishi to Vidura that anyone who carefully and submissively hears the story of the Daksha Yajna will be cleansed of all the contaminations in their hearts. And what is the greatest the contamination? The propensity to find faults in others. Hare Krishna. Three versions.
Yes.
Would you like to, does anyone know the story of this temple? Do you know this story? Our touchstone, Govinda, is citing from Shastra. There are three versions. Shall I read all three? One cowherd boy named Babu saw the deity hidden underground in this place. Therefore, Lord Shiva is called Babuna. There was also a tree named Babu near this Shivalingam. Therefore, it is called Babuna. Babu word comes from Baba. That means father. So Lord Shiva is father of the three worlds. Therefore, he is called Babuna. This temple is established 200 years ago by a rich landlord named Pandurang Seth. Very nice. Thank you very much. Brahma Bole Chatur Mope, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Mahadeva Pancha Mope, Rama Rama Hare Hare. This means that Lord Brahma with his four heads is always singing the glorious names of Krishna. Lord Shiva with his five faces is constantly chanting the holy names of the Lord. Lord Shiva is very famous for his dancing during kirtan. His dancing destroys all material misconceptions. And as the servant of the servant of the servant of these great personalities, we are also aspiring to always chant the holy names.